The difficulty, obviously, in trying to do a composition with multiple parties is trying to get multiple parties to agree to something. If you have a key non-consenting creditor, honestly, trying to do this by a consensual arrangement is going to be very difficult. And so if you have a particular creditor who's in pretty high in the debt stack and just does not want to participate and is holding out, trying to do a composition at that with that happening is going to be very limited. One of the benefits, though, if you can do it, is it's limited by the creativity of the parties. You're not constrained by any particular restrictions necessarily there in the code, but it's limited to as to the consenting creditors, and so whatever rights are being modified is only applicable with respect to them. So in summation, in terms of the advantages of a composition as compared to a bankruptcy, it can be typically less expensive. It's out of court, so there's not as much transparency. And so if you have a particular company that's concerned about the damage that could happen if it went through a public filing of a bankruptcy, you can avoid that, which is follows up a corollary. There's less disruption in the operation. There's also better control over the process. Management stays in place and is working with the consenting creditors. And as I mentioned before, it provides for great flexibility and creativity. The challenges, which are fairly obvious if you're trying to do a composition in comparison of a bankruptcy, is one, there's no automatic stay. There's no legal ability to avoid the burdensome contracts or leases, and there's no cap on landlord claims. So if you're dealing with a business that has multiple leases, trying to work out a composition could be a very difficult assignment there. It requires the consent of the creditors. There's not, obviously, the cram-down provisions of the bankruptcy code. And so you have to have willing creditors for it to take place, and a single creditor can frustrate the entire process. And then lastly, if their creditors do not have confidence in the debtor's management, you're probably unlikely going to be able to work out a composition as a form of restructuring. The next alternative, which is available, is an assignment for the benefit of creditors. For many practitioners here in Texas, they would be surprised to learn that Texas has had on its books an ABC statute since 1879, and it was actually codified into the Texas Business and Commerce Code in 1967. It's a very detailed statute if you actually took the time to read it. And a question I have for the audience is, has anyone ever been involved in an ABC here in Texas? Arnie, I'm impressed. It is a very rarely used mechanism, but we do have it. Certain states, California, Wisconsin, and Florida, they're fairly common. But here in Texas, they are not. So therefore, you actually have very little case authority on interpreting the statutes, the ABC statute, which is probably one of the reasons why parties are hesitant to use it, because it's not been judicially analyzed in any depth here in Texas. In order to effectuate an ABC, you must have a written agreement in which the company transfers all of its personal and real property to the assignee for the benefit of the creditors. If it's dealing with real property, that must be recorded. Three, it's only going to be binding with respect to creditors who consent to the ABC. If you're a non-consenting creditor, you preserve certain rights, and I'll discuss those in a minute. The assignee will hold the property, both legal and equitable title to it. So it's very similar to a trustee in a bankruptcy. As far as whatever interest the debtor, the company has, has now been transferred over to the assignee. Similar to a bankruptcy, the statute requires the filing of certain information. So they're fairly similar to what you expect with the schedules that are being filed in a bankruptcy. A list of all the creditors must be filed. You must identify all known addresses for those creditors. You must state the amount that's owed to your creditors and the type of debt that they have. You must also identify or state the consideration for the debt and where the debt arose, which I thought was an interesting requirement. If it's a secured debt, you must describe the nature of the security arrangement. And you must provide some value with respect to the property that's being transferred to the assignee. The Texas statute does give the assignee certain avoidance powers. So to the extent that there were transfers by the company before the ABC was entered into, the assignee has the ability to use the avoidance powers under Texas statute to try to recover those. It does also provide a mechanism where the assignee could try to bifurcate an undersecured creditor's claim between the secured and unsecured portion. And an interesting aspect, at least what Texas has, which I don't think is common in the other states, is the Texas statute actually includes a discharge provision. That as long as you provide a recovery to the consenting creditors of at least one-third of the amount of the claim, the company will get a discharge. Another somewhat benefit of an ABC to be mindful of, if you're trying to consider that in versus maybe a Chapter 7 liquidation, is the Texas statute does provide that once there is a sufficient recovery of 10% to the consenting creditors, the assignee has to do an immediate distribution. He cannot hold on to the proceeds until the full completion of the liquidation of the assets.